When I was growing up, there was a legend in my family that my great-great-grandfather worked for the Pony Express. Everybody knew he worked for the post office, but some, such as my Uncle Mike, weren't so sure about the Pony Express part. But regardless, it was fixated in my imagination, and I've often wondered, what was it like to be a Pony Express rider? The fastest Pony Express message delivered was in 1861. It was relayed on horseback from Nebraska to Sacramento, California, in 7 days and 17 hours. It was the message of President Abraham Lincoln's inaugural address. As a child, I wondered what would it be like to be in the middle of the relay, waiting to accept the message, full of hopeful anticipation and trepidation, waiting, and then finally, yes, the thrill of seeing a rider in the distance, hearing galloping hooves grow nearer, and then the smell of working horses, leather, and dust, the singular focus required to accept the handoff, an exhilaration of getting up to speed, finally on the way in all kinds of terrain and conditions, heat, rain, and snow, the immensity of the sky, bright sun, moon, and stars above. Suspecting the importance of the message, but not understanding that its delivery was a step towards unfolding a new chapter of liberation in the life of this country. Mostly, I've wondered what it felt like to be entrusted with the responsibility of seeing the message through. Now we know that Lincoln's address called not for harmony above all else, but evoked a more perfect union. And it was a message that squarely placed responsibility in the hands of the nation. Lincoln said, "In your hands, my dissatisfied fellow countrymen, and not mine, is the momentous issue of civil war." In that year, the U.S. was steeped in systematic sin. War raged on indigenous populations, of which the Pony Express was not innocent in contributing to, and slavery was in full force, but a new call for change was being carried like the wind. In my day job, when I work at my desk, I send messages with a click from my mouse. In that clicking process, I feel removed from natural elements, and my importance and place in this world starts to feel a little vague. In these times of DocuSign and emerging AI, I envy those Pony Express messengers. Their lives so remote from mine, almost mythological, their experiences full of rich context, purpose, and focus. But in this gospel reading, there's an assignment, a commissioning relevant for us today, that brings out all of those things and much more. Jesus tells the disciples, "Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." Jesus is revealing to the disciples that they are to be messengers, not greater than the one who sent them, but critically important to the plan. First, accept love and then pass it on to others. And while they're at it, a promise that the one who sent them will be revealed. Jesus is soon going where they cannot come, and that's precisely when the disciples need to get up to speed. I wonder about God's plan to entrust people with the sharing of the gospel. Entrusting people with accepting and then sharing this treasure, his message of love. His love is so immense, it's a heavy load to carry, and we often drop it. Can it be enough to know God loves us and then wait for a move of God to carry it to others. Jesus was here, work's done, full stop. Now I can just wear a t-shirt that says, God's in control, right? But God has something different in mind. In order to move love forward, he's formed a partnership with us, an amazing relay to be loved and to love each other. Loving each other is a staggering, risky adventure with the power to transform nations. Are we up to it? Well, Jesus seems to have confidence that we're up to the task, up to the responsibility of loving each other and revealing who sent us to love each other. Throughout Scripture, this uniquely human responsibility surfaces over and over. Have you ever noticed the Lord's Prayer has something within it for us to declare? Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. It's not a petition, but a declaration to be declared by us. We have a part in this too, a part in creating change too, to reach up to heaven above, grab the kingdom of love and pull it securely down into this earthly realm. Being entrusted with a message, if we choose to carry it, makes all the difference in knowing whose we are and who we are. Vagueness dissipates, and our time on this earth comes into sharp, singular focus. Wherever we go, we're loved and walking in authority to love, regardless of the conditions around us. When we doubt our own endurance, may we know where our strength comes from. A messenger of old, the prophet Habakkuk, declared, "The sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He makes me tread on the heights." Like those who went before us, we don't always understand the significance of the message in the moment. Seeing it through is an act of faith. But as the lives of the disciples bear witness, stepping up to the responsibility brings a new liberation, transformation, and nothing less than life. Vibrant, saving life. May we partner in this daunting, miraculous, amazing relay. Reaching up to heaven above, grabbing the kingdom of love, and pulling it securely down into this earthly realm, ready to hand off. Jesus has full confidence that we can do this. May we stand in agreement with Jesus. May it be yes.